How'd you get involved in wrestling?
I mean, I've always been a fan of it since pretty much like the age of like 5 around there, mm-hmm. you know, to my father and my older brother. Uh-huh. But recently it's been like, I'm what you call like a gift maker, mm-hmm. you know, so I used to do like as a little hobby to pass time, I used to make random gifts of pro wrestling matches, stuff like that. But earlier this year, around March or so, that kind of work that I've done, it got a bunch of eyes attracted into me, which mm-hmm. got me work with CZW and
Combat Zone Wrestling.
Yeah, Combat Zone Wrestling, and some other well-known promotions like Evolve,
Progress,
and even local ones like Battle Club, Jersey O Pro, etc.
So just to explain to people listening, like, what do you do in terms of, like, people know GIFs, GIFs, yeah. they know what they are, but yeah. how do you put them together? How do you decide what matches to do? And how does it work?
I pretty much watch a random show and just whatever like a good spot comes up, mm-hmm. GIF it, post it on Twitter, and that's it.
Pretty so much. Now you went from a fan that was going to shows mm-hmm. making GIFs or GIFs to somebody that these promotions pay
yeah.
now to do this.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now you're kind of involved in the business.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what's your favorite part of all of this?
It's, you know, like, even to this day, I still can't believe, like, what transpires, like, how this all goes on. But, like, I guess my favorite thing is just seeing from, like, two different points, you know. Okay, yeah, from a fan's perspective, you know how it is. But, like, and then from, like, backstage perspective, it's a total different feel, you mm-hmm. know. I guess my favorite thing really is the... You know, it's funny, like, I've been in this for, like, a couple good months now, but I still don't know what, like, I'm still learning, so I really can't really say what my favorite thing is.
Has anything, like, really surprised you?
Not really.
Like, a wrestler that you thought was going to be a certain way? Actually,
yeah. Yeah, because, you know, like, again, I work with CZW now, so when people think of CZW, they think, oh, these guys are, you know, they're, like, big, angry dudes who are, like, assholes and stuff like that, but no, when you go up to them... and even like before I started working with them, just going up to them as a fan, a couple like last year or so, they were like really the nicest dudes. The biggest dude that you think would beat the shit out of you is literally the nicest guy in, you know, the business. But yeah, there's a couple of them who surprised me.
So you're from the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
So where has this adventure taken you in terms of like states and cities?
So
just since this year, right?
Yeah, because I've only been in the business for maybe like 8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Locally, I've done stuff here in New York, New Jersey, but a couple months ago, thanks to CZW, I actually got to go to Chicago for a freelance CZW show. So
what was Chicago like?
Dude, it's awesome around there. I loved it. It's like I said to my friend down there, basically Chicago is like New York, much cleaner.
Yeah, super clean. There's a lot of homeless people, though.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing about that is? So I was walking around... Wrigley Field one day, right?
Yeah.
This was, like, right before I had to go to Logan Square for the show.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know how here when the homeless guy comes up to you, they ask you for money, if you don't have anything, they, like, insult you and everything?
Yeah.
Over there, the guy's like, hey, man, you have any change? I'm like, no, sorry, dude, I don't have. He's like, don't worry, man, I'm the one bothering you. It's all right, I'll find
you.
Wow.
It. Yeah.
It's like, I'm yeah. like, well, it's a different world out here.
Yeah, I was there a couple of years ago for a, like, a journalism convention, and I felt the same way. I did that walk around Wrigley Field and stuff like that. It was great. Let's see. So what, this is a difficult question, and I know you kind of have a home promotion in CCW,
yeah.
but away from CCW, who's your favorite promotion to work with and why?
I'd say Battle Club.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to say Battle Club.
No, I mean, I'd say because literally Battle Club is that home promotion for me, you know, uh-huh. the Bronx. Because when I met Carlos the first time, you know, his vision is kind of the same thing I had. You know, he wants the Bronx. Because when you think of New York pro wrestling, you think Queens, Brooklyn, mm-hmm. stuff like that. You never hear about the Bronx.
Sure.
So when he had that idea of, like, okay, we want to bring some good wrestling to the Bronx. We want the fans to come to the Bronx and not have this mindset that, oh, I'm going to get robbed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that right there was something that attracted me to the company. So when I spoke to Carlos, I was like, listen, I want to be a part of this, you know? He was like, yeah. And pretty much ever since day one that I started working here, it's been just like CZW, it's home. Like, from the minute I walk into the door to the minute I leave, everybody's family, you know?
So this is kind of like the one-year anniversary show
yeah.
of Battle Club Pro. What's been your favorite experience with Battle Club Pro? Like, your favorite match, your favorite GIF or GIF?
Favorite match has to be Carnies versus British Strong Style from the Brooklyn show.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite moment, like personal though,
uh-huh.
I'd have to say it was. There was a moment if you ever get to see it, it's during the Pete Dunne match. That he's coming out during his entrance, you know, he's doing his thing. And there was a little moment where I'm filming him. He decides to basically grab my phone, like, yeah.
Put it next to his face?
Yeah, not to my face, like.
Oh, wow.
Prime me in the face.
That's great.
But, yeah, man, I mean, there's a lot of good moments. I mean, if I had to mention them, we'd be here for hours. So, mm-hmm. But, yeah.
So anyone that wants to get involved, like, the way that you are, what advice would you give to them?
Just be yourself, you know. Don't be a dick about things, you know. Just, yeah, pretty much. Just be yourself, you know.
Okay. Anything else that you want to say?
Yeah, follow me on my Instagram or my Twitter at Hokai19. That's JOCAY19.